Iran has played host to a high-profile summit of two key war-torn neighbors, Pakistan and Afghanistan, in a bid to put an end to conflicts that rage along its borders. Afghan President Hamid Karzai and Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari flew into Tehran at the head of high-level delegations to discuss a series of problems, including drugs, terrorism, and Islamic extremism. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad told his counterparts that he hoped fraternal and peaceful relations prevail in the region once again, as they have in times past. Mr. Ahmadinejad also blasted foreign intervention and extremism, which he argued has been imposed by outside parties and has destabilized the region. He is heard through a translator.
The presence of outside forces in our region is there under the pretext of establishing a security. Yet, up to this day, they have not contributed significantly to the establishment of a stable security as well as economic and political development of the region.
Through a translator, Afghan President Hamid Karzai decried the bloodshed and violence racking his country and appealed to his two neighbors to help find solutions to it.
Based on the interests of the three countries, if we work together, if we analyze our problems and also explore solutions to those problems, today in Afghanistan, every day we have bloodshed. Today in Pakistan, every day you can see bloodshed. Actually, in Afghanistan, we have lost families which have been destroyed, and this is a great disaster. Can we save ourselves from those problems?
Mr. Karzai also requested from his two counterparts that outside parties be allowed to participate in future tripartite summits. President Ahmadinejad and Zardari agreed to the request. Mr. Zardari, whose country is battling Taliban forces along Pakistan's border with Afghanistan, noted through a translator, the region is suffering from major geopolitical problems.
This is a time of a lot of problems in the world. We can see the impacts of those problems on Afghanistan and Pakistan. We can see a lot of trouble around our borders. We cannot distance ourselves from the geopolitics of this region. There are big countries in our neighborhood. We're neighbors, and we cannot deny that. We can't change our neighbors. We have to reconcile with this fact.
President Ahmadinejad concluded Sunday's public session, noting that historic constructive agreements had been reached. President Zardari called the meeting a historic moment, while President Karzai insisted that such a summit had been needed for a long time. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.